Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up, I'll be speaking with Sergeant Paul Wallace, the crime prevention officer here in Donegal. Spring is in the air, but that means that the criminals are on the ground. He's been giving me an insight into some of the precautions that you can take to deter potential criminals.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you're right, spring is in the air, but the criminals are on the ground. And, you know, a number of weeks ago, we had proved that because we had a number of burglaries, particularly nasty ones out along the border, about Newton and Manor, and same kind of modus operandi being used down in Ballyshannon. And that was a group that had come in and targeted the county that it would be based in the Midlands. So they obviously, this is supposed to, it's supposed to be a new trend in crime. Particularly residential and rural crime, that they're highly mobile. They hit an area, blitz it for a number of days. In this case, they were doing Saturday evenings around church time, mass time, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, breaking into houses. Very forensically aware when we say that, all dressed in black, actually slipping off their shoes so they wouldn't leave footprints, that sort of thing, using head torches going through. This is just before the time change from evenings were still a little bit darker. So, you know, we've got good cooperation from the people in the community, and I suppose text alert played a part as well. Some people can be critical of text alert, but look, it's not going to be something like a magic wand that you just sprinkle around and crime will decrease or disappear. It's just giving people in the community that chance to, if they think that there's something not right or they think there's something out of the norm, they could let us know, rather than thinking about it and talking about it amongst themselves. And it means that at least the guards that we have, and we know the pressure that's on resources, and it's been well documented, they can't be everywhere, but at the same time they are fairly mobile and they're out. And we have good Tesla coverage, radio system coverage, so it means that at least if they're out there and they know that there's a car or a van moving around, that somebody thinks that's not right or I'm not happy about that, they can maybe get the chance of checking it out.
Yeah, and how important is it to nip things in the bud, so to speak? You know, if there are organised crime gangs out there and they seem to be getting away with things and people aren't reporting it, they're more likely to stay in that area.
Well, they'll stay in until the pressure comes on. That's what happened. These guys were using an innocent Toronto Jeep and they were using it around and they actually tried the Ram patrol car one night. So they're quite volatile as well, or aggressive, you know. So, like, anybody thinking that they're going to be doing their own crime patrols or that, be very poorly advised, because even ourselves had pulled back, but at least you can still gather certain levels of intelligence and wood, and they moved out of the county and we had some successes with them as well. So, you know, people sometimes think, oh, I can't do anything, or if they want to steal it, they actually will. That's not really true. If you have a bit of precaution taken, if you have what we call target hardening your house, your farmyard, whatever it is, by having, you know, having the place looking good, having good quality fences, gates, locks, lighting, that sort of thing, without even having to go down to the expense of CCTV and stuff like that, you have the place looking well so that if something is missing or lifted, if you will notice that, they know that too, and they will move on, and they will always take the handy option. That's what it is, the handy, vulnerable, easy option.
Now, I noticed recently, just out for a walk, passing a farmyard, there was a sign up on the gate with a picture of, it looked like an Alsatian dog, and it says, it takes me 3 seconds to get to this gate, how quick can you make it? Sometimes simple things like that can be a very effective deterrent.
Excellent. You know, good, very, very good point, and a good message there as well, you know. And it's very, very true. And the canine population are excellent, they're top class. No matter what they are, they like to protect their own areas, whether they're an Alsatian or a German Shepherd, or even they're supposed to be the friendliest of a dog, a Labrador, which I have one myself, but I know that if she's not happy with somebody coming around the house, she soon lets her presence be known, you know, which is good. And you can never underestimate the power or the presence of a good dog. Bringing on to signage as well, and we have a thing, and you've been very aware of it just over the years, the Theft Stop. We started off in Donegal in a sort of rudimentary, crude way, and the IFA then funded it in cooperation or conjunction with the guards. And they've rolled it out nationwide, and we actually did a good presentation on it down. There was a farm expo, you could nearly call it, down at BMG Motors, the Skoda and the Valtra tractor dealers in Donegal Town in Clare there a couple of weeks ago, and there was a lot of interest, and it's just basically a simple marking system for farmers, and part of that is actually a sign for your gate to say this farm is protected by theft stuff, and the Garda crest is on it, and the AFA crest, so sending out a message as well, and it's some simple visual things like that sometimes can be enough to act as a deterrent and deflect them on somewhere else.
What about the market for stolen goods? Are we getting things stolen to order, so to speak, or is a lot of it more speculative?
No, it's a very good point. We have a lot of stolen to order stuff. Look, there's people out there that will buy things if it's worth the money, if it's below the market value, market price. We know that. I suppose it's like anything, it's gone on since time immemorial. But at the same time, because if there's not a market for stolen stuff or dodgy stuff, they won't be going out stealing it. If they do steal the order, and particularly with farm machinery and stuff, and you're focused, they steal tractors, implements, power washers, all that can be stolen to order. Or, you know, there's always a ready market for it. And that market can be in the UK, it can even be in mainland Europe, you know, because that's the level of sophistication the criminals have at the same time. They use the sales platforms, and you know, they're genuine, proper sales platforms like Dealer, Done Deal, Buy and Sell, that sort of thing. eBay. The people that operate them sales platforms are always trying to get ahead of the criminals. They always offer advice, you know, that what to do when you're buying a thing, the steps you should go through, and you know that if something looks to be, you know, too good to be true, probably there's some story or angle to it.
In terms of cross-border crime and incidents, if somebody in Donegal has property stolen from them and there's a suspicion it may have gone across the border, how much collaboration is there with the authorities in the north? I mean, it's not just the police forces, but I suppose the farming organisations also, the more communication, the better.
Yeah, that's very true, and it's a very good point, Chris. The Office of Farmers Union there, funny enough, I attended the meeting. I'm not sure if you were at it down in the Chagas office there in Florida over the winter, where they were looking at the theft of sheep and stuff, and there was representatives from the different associations and the umbrella group, the Ulster Farmers Union there. So there is always good linkages there between the AFA and ICFNSA, as far as I know, across the border, no more than we have with the PSNI. And I'll just tell you a simple story. When I'm out doing my talks, I'm always saying to people, you know, for God's sake, everyone has a camera now on their phone or whatever. If you have something valuable, whether it's jewellery or a power washer or whatever it is, take a picture of it and email it to yourself, and then you'll always have it. And at least you can explain what it looks like. You have proof that you owned it and all of that. And we had a man actually in the Letterkenny area who was into collecting watches, and he had them photographed, and there was two or three of them stolen. And then by us being able to circulate the picture to the DSNI, before they circulated it to like pawn shops or jewellery repair places and that, these were good quality watches, Swiss watches. And next thing, one of the watches appeared at an outlet in Belfast, and you know, we were able to follow it through that way. And that has happened a number of times when you have simple stuff like that, like a photograph tells 1,000 words.
In terms of technology, Paul, things are moving forward so quickly, and CCTV has been a great a development. What about things like drones? You know, is there a fear that the criminals could use drones? They could suss out a place in advance by putting a drone over a farmyard and seeing what's there?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And, you know, you see, I was looking at drone footage on a television program last night and that, and, you know, it's pardon upon the heights that they can reach and all of that. There is legislation, and there's a license, and it's operated by the Irish Aviation Authority. But technically, you're supposed to have them registered. I wouldn't be the best person to ask about the full aspects of that, but I certainly do know it is an angle, and it is a place that people have concern. And if people in the community see drones in use or in operation, they're not happy with it. In the first instance, they should let us know. Do we find out who owns these drones, and are they licensed, and what are they actually doing? Because they can be fitted with cameras, and they can gather intelligence for people. And, you know, I saw even a program on TV there now where in some places, I think it's somewhere in mainland Europe, they actually use eagles to take them down, you know, that the eagles are trained to fly and whop them out of the air. It's actually in prisons, actually, that they're throwing stuff in, dropping stuff in over the walls. So it shows you everybody can thwart technology by maybe human or not human, but natural means. But certainly, if people think that there's, what would you call it, obtrusive or irregular usage of drones in their area, they should let the guards know, because we can go and there is a register that you can check to see is the person licensed to use them.
And just wrapping things up, Paul, people can help themselves a lot. There's websites there between the farming organisations, indeed the Garda Síochána website. A lot of good can be done by just simply preparing yourself and taking note of the various tips that are available.
Yeah, very good point. You know, the AFA have a link to TEFSTOP, which is the Farm Crime Prevention Programme, and the marking shows how the marking of the equipment, and you can register and they'll send you out the kit that contains all your stencils and all of that. You know, I have to acknowledge, and you know yourself, that David Keith, when he was with the AFA, they put a lot of work into this in Donegal, starting it away. So there's that. You have the Garda Síochána, and if you go into the Crime Prevention tab, there's a lot of information there about lighting, cameras, windows, doors, all that sort of thing. So there's lots of information on the web, even if you just stuck to them too or put in anything. But for anybody that's thinking about having a review security, and everyone should have a look around every so often, if you think about an onion, in the middle of the onion is the thing you want to protect. And what has an onion? It has layers. So the more layers you can put from the roadway leading to your property, what you want to protect, the better. And you'd start off with your fencing, your gates, your lights, locks, that sort of thing, an alarm, and possibly maybe ending up with CCTV if you want to go to that level. But sometimes people go with the last option first and put in the CCTV. And it's only reactionary. All CCTV will ever show is what happened in the past. It won't tell you what happened in the future. It won't maybe protect an awful lot either. And a lot of these guys are, as we said at the top of the interview, forensically aware. They'll pull on a hoodie, maybe even a balaclava, which is menacing enough in itself, and you'll see them moving around. But if you can slow them down and deflect and deter and target hard on your premises, you're halfway there to stopping them, because people always say to me, oh yeah, if they want it, they'll take it anyway, or they'll get away. And not really. They'll take the easy option if they can get it.
So it may cost you a few bob, but you have to look at the bigger picture. And I presume in terms of insurance as well, that if you have taken more precautions, you probably will get a better insurance quote.
Yeah, I wouldn't know too much. It's not my area, but it would stand to sense. And I'm sure then if there is a loss, the insurance come in no more than in any case, no more than a motor traffic accident. They slow the thing down and they investigate what level of cover people have, and people sometimes think they have more cover than they have. So, like, if you have been seen to be playing your part and protecting the thing that's important or valuable to you, you know, it certainly probably helps with that aspect of it as well. But, like, at the same time, and we would often talk to retailers about this, sometimes if people put a few pound or put a few euro towards the protection or the prevention aspect, they mightn't have to spend all this time then dealing with insurance assessors and loss adjusters and da-da-da, you know, as you go along, following the steps that you have to take, even if there is a suspect then and they're apprehended in the whole court press process and all that. So, like, the community can do a lot for themselves, I suppose, in a wrap-up sense, by being vigilant, by looking out for one another, and maybe having a look at their own corner to see what they can do to strengthen it up and make it that bit more secure and less attractive to the thief or the criminal.
And just one final thought, Paul. I think it was down in the Midlands somewhere, there was a community that actually put in a CCTV in their village, but I don't think we have examples like that as such in Donegal yet, but that may happen in the future. And certainly if there's a community aspect, well, that could be a factor in deterring criminals again.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, and it's timely as well, because I've just seen, well, I do know, but I just read a newspaper article yesterday where our own minister, Joe McHugh, was not announcing, but he was drawing people's attention that there actually is funding there available. I think it's up to 40,000 for a community group, probably maybe a residential area or that, and they just go on. I think it's, I know everything's well. CCTV advisory group that work, you know, put the guards feed into that, or they chair it, I think, actually. Now, back a number of years ago, we would have went for, it would have been a hybrid scheme. We were looking for a town centre scheme for Letterkenny. We were way down on the list, so we went for a community-based system. But we put in actually very good quality cameras and have stuck the test of time. And that's actually up for review now again, and I think there's going to be Donegal County Council are looking at extending that one, which would be great because there's six cameras on it. We could do with 26, but even if we had another six, it would help us, you know, in terms of crime prevention, the reaction stuff, even traffic flow to see that what we can, you know, how things are moving around the town. Cameras have good definition and all that, but it's important, you know, that if there are community groups that are there that are thinking about that, they should have a look, because it just could be a good time. It's good to see these things coming on board.
Sergeant Paul Wallace there, Donegal Crime Prevention Officer. Just before we go, to let you know that the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine has opened the online facility for the basic payment scheme. That's come online since March. Now, the closing date for receipt of the 2017 BPS applications is the 15th of May. Since the introduction of the online system in 2007, the number of farmers applying online has continued to grow from 7,500 in 2007 to over 102,000 last year. Well, the department is now looking to further increase the numbers applying online ahead of the 2018 deadline for 100% online application. If you haven't done so already, you must first register with the department by visiting the agfood.ie website. That's www.agfood.ie. There's also a dedicated help desk, 076 106 4424, where a member of staff can assist you with any inquiries. Well, the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine has had a number of information days around the country in relation to this. Indeed, one of them was on this afternoon in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. So the advice, if you want to find out more about applying online for the basic payment scheme, do contact the department soon. Well, that's it for tonight's edition of Farming News and Views. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.